Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and today I'm going to give you part three, the final video or podcast, however you're consuming my content right now, on the opening pitch that always works. So let's recap for a second. So we talked about sharing honest information about your business, be honest with the prospect. We talked about all that. Then we talked about collecting information. If you're brand new, do a survey. If you've been around a little longer, get creative. Ask them general questions about their business, questions that maybe they don't even know the answer to that are going to lead you to provide them with more information. You know, that whole process there, right? That's part of the opening. The third part, though, that's really important is ask them for something obvious and easy. Ask them for something obvious and easy. So call to action is basically the idea here. But you want them to do something. Now, again, we already talked about this in the last episode where if you're new to the industry, you could say, can I get you to fill out this survey? You know, that's a good one. I've done things like I've talked about other ones with like petitions, different things like that you can ask them for. But you want to ask them for something obvious and easy. So when you roll through that pitch, you've got to make sure that you have something that you're asking them that they're going to say yes to. Now, I could give you literally 1,000 examples of something that they would say yes to, but the key thing is this, and this is just crucial. This is going to be a really short episode because it's really more about you thinking than it is about me telling you what to say. In your market, everybody's market is a little bit different. You know, I'm in rural Pennsylvania, so it's just like totally different. On Monday, I'm going to be in New York. I think I'm going to be somewhere over by Queens or somewhere. Anyway, I'm meeting a couple different salespeople in New York, and one of them I may even go out in the field with. I'm not sure exactly what we're doing yet, but if I do that, you know, it's totally different. Like the pitch is just totally different. So it just really depends on your market. But here's the key thing, okay? You want to ask them for something that's obvious and easy for your market, but you want to push the envelope because you want to try to get as close to them giving you the information you need to make a sale as possible without them saying no. So you need something that people in your market are consistently going to say yes to. So again, if you're in Manhattan, that might have to be something like a survey that is literally so, you know, unobtrusive to them that they're just like, yeah, sure, I'll answer those questions for you. You know, it may have to be something like that. Like it may even be a one question survey. Literally, that might be what it is, because that might be all you can get people to say yes to. You've got to get them to say yes to something after the opening pitch. You can then build on that with your presentation stage, closing the deal, etc. But you've got to have something they're going to say yes to. If you're in a market like mine, I could actually go in and just say, you know, I'd love to, you know, do you have a statement handy? Let me take a look at it, you know, and I can literally get them to say yes to that almost every time because I've gotten pretty good at the sales side of things. And I phrase it in a way where I build up to the statement and I don't just ask for it like that. I build up to it certain ways. You can Google CC Sales Pro how to get the statement and I'll explain all that. But, you know, I have different ways of getting the statement and I can just literally go right to that and get the statement from them when I walk in because I'm in rural Pennsylvania. I've been doing it for 10 years. I'm pretty good at sales, so I can pull that off. So the idea is that's kind of like the two extremes. The one question survey is like the furthest extreme of like my market. Everybody hates me when I walk in and it takes me a while to connect. Then say, I don't want to take any of your time today. The only reason I stop by is I've got just a one question survey I want to ask you. And then you just ask the question because you know they're probably going to say no even to that, right? So you just ask the question. That's like the far extreme. The other extreme is like in my market, you can get really good at actually just asking for the statement right off the bat and you can probably get that information. Somewhere in the middle would be something like go to instantquotetool.com, use my tool to say ask them for their processing volume and their total fees, or even just the processing volume and say, look, I got a tool. I can give you a quote in like 10 seconds. The only thing I need is just your total volume. I don't even want to know how much you're paying because I know that, you know, then maybe I'm adjusting my price, right? I'm going to give you my best price based on what your volume is. I have a tool that figures all the costs out and everything. And I'll tell you what I would charge. And then we can look at your statement and see, you can tell me if you're getting a better deal than what I would offer. Is that fair enough? What's your total volume? Last month, how much did you process? Put that in, boom, boom, boom. Here's what I can do. It's going to be $350, whatever. So, you know, you can do something like that. So there's a lot of different strategies in there, but you've got to end the opening pitch by asking them something obvious and easy. You have to get a yes. You have to get a yes. Again, go watch some of my videos on how to get the processing statement. You'll see some ideas there. There's plenty of other things, like I said, surveys, petitions, whatever. You know, you can ask them all kinds of things. What's their total processing volume? Anything. You got to get them to say yes to something. And again, you want that yes to be as valuable as possible, but without the possibility of getting the no, or the possibility. But, you know, you want to get a yes 75% of the time. So, you know, you really got to try to push it as far as you can, but still getting that yes. So you got to really think about this. What are you going to ask them after your opening, after you've been honest about your business, after you've shown a sincere desire to collect information from them and understand their business a little bit better? What are you going to ask them to do? And it's got to be something they're going to say yes to, and it's going to push you as far as possible towards the sale at the end of the opening pitch. So today it's really more of a thinking challenge for you. I'm not going to tell you what to say. You're going to have to figure it out this time, all right? My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for taking time to watch or listen to this episode. I hope you have an awesome day selling merchant services out in the field.